All right, let's go to Shannon in Thornton, Colorado. And he's got a question about gaining weight even though he's taken HCL. Are you there, Shannon?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
You're welcome, buddy. And tell me, how old a man are you?
I am 42.
Okay. Well, you know, there's so many other things that might be triggering you to increase weight. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
How old am I? You're 42. How much do you weigh?
225.
225, okay. And how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay. All right. And so what? How much did you weigh when you were 18, Shannon?
185.
Okay. And was that a good weight for you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what kind of hours do you keep? Do you have to work nights, or do you do any unusual things? Do you have an erratic schedule? Do you have a day job? What's your life like?
I work from 6 to 2:30 in the a.m. or 6 a.m. till 2:30 p.m.
Yep, 6 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That's good hours. Nothing wrong with that. What time do you go to bed?
I go to bed about 9.
Okay, so you're 9. So you're going to get a good 8-9 hours. That's more than most people. How do you feel when you wake up?
I feel relaxed. Or I mean, rested.
Good. All right. That's very important. And you sleep straight through without getting up to urinate or anything else?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to say that sleep is good. Everything's working there. But what I'd be looking for, you got large bones, do you?
Yeah, I'm fairly muscular, too.
No, good. So what you're looking at is you're probably a body type known as kapha. And kapha, of course, when they look at food, they gain weight. You know, they inhale near it, and the weight
mm-hmm.
comes on. And it's very frustrating, especially when you see other people who eat anything they feel like, and they don't gain weight. And don't ask me why God did that. I don't know the answer, but I can tell you it's not a lot of fun. I'm not as bad off as maybe you might be, but what I'm going to suggest you do is you get a hold of a questionnaire on body types by calling the order line.
Okay.
And you see, answer the questions carefully. Do not take it casually, and you'll get an idea of your body type, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be kapha. And then you could ask for a kapha diet. And this is really not a kapha diet. It's an anti-kapha diet. But it still has fruit and all kinds of stuff. And when you eat these foods, you don't tend to gain the weight you would if you ate foods that are not on this list. Okay?
Okay.
That's number one. Now, obviously, at your age, I do think it's a really good idea to begin the HCL detox kit. But there are so many players in the regulation of weight. There's the brain. There's the thyroid. Okay, there's the adrenals. Now, I'm going to suspect from the way you sleep and all that adrenals are good. My suspicion for you is going to be that we need more support for healthy thyroid function. That's what I think is going on here. But let me just ask you a couple of questions. As a kid, did you ever get hit with a baseball in the head or ever had a bad blow to the head?
Yeah, I did. I got hit in the head with a baseball bat.
Oh, that's even worse. Okay. All right, well, the reason I ask you that is that that is often an interference field that links up to low output from the key controlling hormones of the brain. So what I would do here is get on something called adaptogen, which has helped hundreds and hundreds of people to improve their weight and get where they want to be. And you just need about three of these at breakfast. You don't take them late in the day. Okay, and that would be start number one, and see if after a couple of weeks you don't start dropping some of the weight. The next question I have is, do you experience sweaty hands or sweaty feet?
Yes.
Okay, so then that's a symptom often correlated to not having the best health for the thyroid. Okay, so it may help you to go on a little Zeno detox. Maybe two of those at breakfast, and just see if that helps there. It may take more because it may be that there's an interference field that's reflexing to the thyroid and sedating the energy flow there. And if that's true, you're going to need someone to help you to find these interference fields and to eliminate them so you can get you can unleash your very best health, and the sooner the better. See, even at 42, you've probably had 20 years since you got hit in the head with that baseball bat, or 25 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that injury is almost for sure what we call primary. What a mess. And the good news is you can fix it. So if you call the order line, they can send you some of these materials, and you could get the number of a QRA practitioner in your area to test you for these interference fields and see if he can't help you to erase those so you could unleash your very best health. Okay?
Great.
All right, good talking to you, and give me a call back in a month or two and let me know how things are coming for you, okay?
Great, thank you much.
You're welcome. Bye for now. Bye.